Good morning, everybody. Yep. So, good morning. I'm very happy to welcome you to Finland, to Jyväskylä, and to the University of Jyväskylä. My name is Mari Ikonen. I'm Director of Student and Academic Services. And I have a big pleasure to be here today to welcome you here. I hope you had a nice concert last night, if you went to see the Semmarit, which is a Seminaarimäki male core. So I really hope that you enjoyed it, and I hope that you enjoy the picnic today. Luckily, we have a nice weather for the picnic and for the concert now, and for the welcoming weather for you, nice and sunny. Unfortunately, you will be see other kinds of weathers as well, but I hope you then remember these sunny and warm days at the beginning of September. You are here all together. So we have international degree students beginning this year, 136 students, new students. So very welcome. And you are from almost 40 different countries. So it's a really big possibility for you to know Finnish culture and Finnish university, but also you each other, and have a lot of friends from other countries, from other continents, because you are so from so many different countries and continents. So I'm really happy for that. Our university is international university, so we have international degree students, but also international exchange students coming to Jyväskylä each year. And our student population from Finland comes all over the Finland, so not only this central Finland area, but also from other parts of Finland. So we are one of the nationwide universities here in Finland. Our rector is Professor Keijo Hämäläinen. He started here last year, so it's his second opening ceremony that he's going to hold this week. So so he's quite a new rector. He came from the University of Helsinki. We have a long history on a Finnish perspective. So about 155 years of history, so it started as teacher seminary. So very deep we have very deep roots in teacher education and in pedagogical education. We have six faculties and an international program in each faculty. We have programs in all faculties, and we have about 14,500 degree students here at the university, and 15,000 students in open university. So our university has the biggest open university, one of the biggest open universities here in Finland. It's a big number of students also in the open university. Those students are studying parts of the degree, not the whole degree. 2,500 employers, both professors, teachers, and administrative staff. And of those are 900 researchers. I'm not going to read aloud these faculties we have, but we have a multidisciplinary research university, so it's very wide selection of studies and programs that we have. One thing that makes us unique is the Faculty of Sports and Health Sciences, which is the only one in Finland. So this is the only place where to study sports science at the university level in Finland. We have three campuses, but luckily they are close to each other. So Seminaarimäki, which is here, and Mattilanniemi and Ylisten, all of those campuses have different kind of architecture. So if you are studying on one campus, I advise you to visit other campuses as well, because they look different. So and like I said, are very close to each other. And I'm especially happy to be here in this building today. So this is one of the Alvar Aalto architecture buildings, and it was under renovation for quite a many years. And this is the second opening welcoming session. Last year we were here as well, and this is the second that we are here again after the renovation. And the renovation was, it all remained the same, even though this is fully renovated building, so it's looks like the original Alvar Aalto building. So, and quite a many people are coming here to see this building. So our university has implemented a student life concept, which is a very wide concept for student support. And I hope you have very, due to our services and our teaching and all the for example, sports activities, you have the best possible stay here in Jyväskylä. Some examples of our services are friendship families. So we have a friendship family program. I think many of you already have heard and applied for the program. So there you have a possibility to visit Finnish homes, families, maybe summer cottages, and do something with the Finnish families together. And I also mentioned university sports, but we have a very, very wide selection of sports activities here in Jyväskylä. We are the sports university, so the selection of different kinds of sports activities is really, really wide, so I advise you to take part. There are so many different options that I think each of you will find something that you like. And the city of Jyväskylä is a medium-sized city here on the Finnish perspective, but we are really a student town. We have a lot of students, a big percentage of students of our population. So it's really, you can see all the students. We have students here, a big university, and then also the University of Applied Sciences, which have a lot of students, and also these other schools. And a lot of different kind of activities in the city, but also very close to the city, like lakes and forests and hills. Those are within the walking distance. Well, about Finland, I'm not going to give you a lecture about Finland. You will know it yourself. But I advise you to get to know us. We are not always easy to get to know, but please be patient and. Then you have the best possible stay to get to know each other and Finnish families and like I mentioned, the Finnish summer cottages and perhaps go to sauna and so. Here the language of spoken is Finnish in this area, but we also have a Swedish population, which is near the coast area mainly. Once again, welcome to Jyväskylä. If you have any questions at all, so ask us all. So we have the samples, but also go to the international office, go to goodies. You will perhaps later on know about a goodie program, and go to see your professors and ask whenever you have something to ask. Welcome.
Okay, hello everyone. I would like to wish you all very welcome also on my behalf. My name is Emilia Tolvanen and I'm a coordinator at the admission services of the university, and I think I've been in contact with all of you probably by email already. In the future, because even though I work in the admission services, but also while you are a student here, if you have questions about tuition fees or the scholarship program which has to do with tuition fees or residence permits, then you can also turn to me with these questions. And also now in the beginning, if you have any questions and you don't know whom to ask, then you can ask also from the admission services. So, welcome.
Good morning, all. It's really nice to see all of you. My name is Agnes Stojčić, and I work in the Student Union. I'm the specialist in international affairs, and I think we have also been in touch already with all of you. Here I wear also the same badge as everyone else, but don't let it fool you. My true identity is here. I work in the Student Union, not in the international office, but I work together with the international office, and one of my main responsibilities is to coordinate the tutoring services for you. So maybe that's where my name might be familiar to you. Besides that, in the Student Union, I'm also responsible for the international affairs, and we also have a sector on development cooperation. So if you're interested in these sectors, definitely be in touch with me.
Okay, hello everybody. My name is Pia Arvonen. I'm the newest addition to the admission services. So I'm Emilia's colleague, and maybe I have been already in contact with some of you. If not, then you are, of course, welcome to come and say hi to me as well at the admissions office. You will find me in the same place where you will find Emilia. I hope that you all have a very pleasant start of the new academic year and you enjoy your stay in Finland. Welcome.
Okay, so now that you know us all so well, it's time for us to get to know you a bit. We won't go into too much detail, that would take a long time, and you have all that time to do it later, but just a bit, it would be nice to get to know you a bit better. So I have a few questions here, and I would like you to stand up if the answer is yes, or the thing applies to you. It's also good to stand up a bit sometimes because you will have a long few days ahead, so you have to stretch sometimes a bit yourself. First of all, I thought we could go through where you guys are from, but before that, I've noticed that there are some tutors here. So could the tutor stand up first, very first? Yay! Thank you, and of course, they are just a few of them. We have all together 90 tutors taking care of you, and please appreciate them a lot. Take good care of you how they take good care of you. Take good care of them how they take good care of you. They are really worth of gold, and hope you have a good time with them. But now about you a bit, where you are from. So first I could ask Finnish students to stand up. I know that there are quite a lot of you. Yeah. In some programs, thank you so much. In some programs there are a bit more than in the others, but you see that there are plenty of Finnish students that you will be studying with. So hope you will get to know each other very well. Next, we could go on to other Europeans. So, other Europeans, please stand up. Perfect, there's also quite some of you. Thank you. Okay, do we have anyone from Africa? Yay, the one and only. Perfect.
We have more, but they are not here.
Yes. Yeah, some people haven't really made it yet to here, but hopefully they will join us soon. Then we could move on to North America. Do we have US and Canadian people? A few of them also? Four or five of them. Welcome all. Next one would be Central and South America. Yay, again one. You also got your second of fame here. Someone else as well. Oh, someone is hiding. Okay, you're two of you. Exactly. Asian students, do you have Asian students here? We have a few, quite a few of them. Nice. Thank you. And then last but not least, Australia, New Zealand. Do we have anyone from that far? Not from that far, it seems. All right, so now what we know a bit where we are from, we could move on to what you study. We have quite a few programs, so we are not going through program by program, and you will anyways get to know each other within the program, but maybe the faculties we could see, and you can in the same time also hear what kind of faculties we have. So I know we have, or we should have, quite a lot of students here from education and psychology. So Faculty of Education and Psychology, yes. And you, I see you can, you already found each other more or less. That's perfect. Next one, Humanities and Social Sciences. I thought you were the only one, you were so fast. But perfect. Some people are not quite sure where they are from, it seems. They are a bit slow. Information Technology. Okay, not that many, but now at least you found each other, study mates. Mathematics and Sciences. Not that many also, maybe there are some few more are arriving. Then the unique one, Sports and Health Sciences. Okay, now you know where they are. Perfect. And the last one, University School of Business and Economics. Yep, popular programs. Very popular. So now we have gone through the basics. And now there are some other kind of questions. So I would like to see who of you are planning to visit Lapland during your stay. Lapland. Yes. Perfect. Highly recommended. Maybe you can also meet Santa up there. Is there actually anyone who has never seen snow in their life? Like real snow? You will have plenty of chance now. How many of you are actually excited about Finnish winter? Yay, good. That's the right coping mechanism. You have to stay excited. This is maybe not for the Finnish native speakers, but how many of you already speak a bit of Finnish? Otherwise. Well done. A couple of words is okay. And how many of you are planning to actually study Finnish more during your stay? Very good. I really, really recommend studying Finnish throughout your stay. We have free language courses. We have a big selection, so it's really recommended that you do that. And the last one, the very last one, how many of you have tried this little black candy salmiak already? Quite many. And okay, and now those who liked it, stay standing. The special ones. Perfect, thank you. I hope this was a good starter for conversations. You could continue the conversations a bit later, though, because we will continue now with the program. We have some basic... Thank you. We have a few things, important things to tell you. So we could start with this basic information, and after that you have a bit of time to ask questions, and then the other programs will start.
Yes, and also this presentation and also most of the other presentations presented during the orientation will be available online on the website where you can find also the orientation program, so you don't need to write down things. Okay, so first about this orientation program. It will last for the rest of this week until Friday. And we have a lot of important lectures here, so please be present on the lectures in the orientation, and also there are other things going on during the orientation, like visits to different places with your tutor, so please be present in the orientation, so it gives you a lot of important information. And today in the morning before this, we had this check-in desk, so if you didn't come there yet, and if you don't have your certificate of registration and computer username and password for the university network, then you can come to the check-in also tomorrow. I will show you soon on the program what we have today and tomorrow. And also there will be program or faculty specific info for each program or faculty, and these are also mentioned on this website. So that one, that is a very important info for you, so please please be present also there. Yes, so today after this welcome session, we are having this academic practices, which I'm going to tell you about, and then lunch, and then the campus tour with your tutors to show you around. And then today we also have the opening fair in the Agora building, which is by the lake, and also the campus picnic on the lawn next to Agora by the lake, so be sure to be there. And tomorrow morning there's the check-in desk if you didn't come today, and if you don't have these papers that I mentioned, if you don't have them yet, you can come tomorrow at the international office, building T. And also if you still can't come tomorrow morning, then later on you can pick these things up from the international office. I'm just shortly now showing the kind of things you will have during the orientation. So a lot of important information that you will need during your studies. And these are the infos of the programs or faculties, which are very important for you also. And by the way, if you have any questions, just interrupt and ask. Okay, then we have many student restaurants or cafeterias on the three campuses that we have. And here's a list of them. And then there are links to the menus. I can show you Ilokivi, that's only one restaurant, and the Semma has many, many restaurants. So this is the name of the restaurant, Lotsi. These are the names, and then you can see the menu here. And this one, Tilia, that one is for staff, so you can go there if you want, but you won't get the student discount there, so it's better to go to the other ones. And here's the campus map, and if you click on the link, you can see it even better. But I will show you now. So this is the main campus that we are on now. This is Mattilaniemi campus, where Agora building is, where you are going today. And this one is Ylistö campus on the other side of the lake. And on this campus that we are on now, the main campus, it's called Seminaarimäki in Finnish. There is, for example, there is at the library, there is this one restaurant. And then this is Ilokivi restaurant. And then this one is in the sports building. And then there is also one in Lotsi, is in building P. Oh, sorry. And in Mattilaniemi you have two. One Piato is in Agora, and then there's this other restaurant, Maya. And then on Ylistö campus you have also two restaurants, Ylistö and Kvarkki. But your student will show you around the campuses. Okay, then your turn.
Okay, so this is probably a topic that many of you are interested in, and in the check-in desk, I've asked the few of you who came to my queue if you have your student card, and luckily many of you already had. But just a quick reminder, if you don't have the student card yet, like what you need to do. So of course you need to be a member of the student union, and I hope all of you have taken care of that. You had to do that for your registration, so it should be done by now. You will need your student number, which you can find on the certificate of registration, or your personal identity code. If you don't know your personal identity code, if you're a new student, you can check it up from Corpi, and you can see in the personal information what your personal identity code is. It's a fake code, so don't use it anywhere else, but you will later get a real personal identity code as well. And of course, you will need a photo. The student cards are ordered from the Frank website, and it's recommended that you take either the digital student card, which costs $2.90 for a year, or a plastic student card, the plain student card without payment feature. It costs €16.10 plus delivery fee, and that will be valid for as long as you study. Of course, every year you will need to get the validating sticker on it. But otherwise, it's a one-time payment. There's a third kind of card. It's a plastic student card with payment feature, and that is also a perfectly good option for those of you who speak Finnish or Swedish and have a Finnish address already registered. And there was one more thing. And has an important thing, and has a Finnish ID or passport. So it closes quite a few of you out. But even if you are an international student who has lived here for a longer time and have all these things, then it's perfectly a good option. And I think it's a free one to order, so you can do that. But for others, unfortunately, it's not possible until you don't understand Finnish or Swedish, and you don't have a Finnish ID or passport. Digital student card, first you need to get the Frank app, which is free, and within the Frank app you need to get the digital student card. If I remember right, the first month is free, so you will be able to get it now just automatically, but at one point probably it will ask you that time to pay, so make sure you do pay it. And I would recommend that you also take a screenshot of your digital student card. It doesn't happen often, but I've seen a few cases when it just stopped working in the moment that the student wanted to, for example, pay for the lunch at the cashier. So in order to avoid those kind of problems, just take a screenshot of it that you can use later on also if something like this happens. If you take the plastic student card, it's going to be delivered to your home address here in Finland, so you have to make sure you give the right address, correct one, and it takes about 2-3 weeks. Remember that the card in itself is not valid. You need to have the validating sticker on it, and you will need to get this sticker from the student union. And the student union is in this same campus in Ilokivi building, where that restaurant is that Emilia has showed you. If you already have a student card, a plastic student card, and you would like to get the validating sticker, you can also get it today, for example, from the opening fair. So you can go also and take care of that there. And if I know that every year there are some people who just don't have any access to a credit card. So if you are in this situation and you would like to get a student card, you can order a plastic student card tomorrow between 9:30 to 11, when the student union is going to have a pop-up stand in the library. But remember, or keep in mind please, that this is only for the plastic student card, so you won't be able to get the digital student card through this. And also, if you don't have a credit card, but for example, your parents have or some friends have, and you can use it, that's also perfectly fine. So you don't have to use your very own credit card for getting the student card. It can be someone else as well. But as I said, every year we have a few who don't have a possibility for that. So then you can just come and order it through us. And if you have some problems, I think the most typical is this, your student status is not valid. These questions should be answered with yes by now, by you. If you have this problem, probably you have had this problem for a longer time already. So in this case, please contact Frank. Unfortunately, in the Student Union, we are not able to check out what it might be, the problem. So if you have some hiccups with your app, for example, then please do contact Frank directly. About discounts in general, the certificate of registration, before you have your student card, you can use that certificate to get the discount in student restaurants. If you haven't gotten your certificate of registration yet, you can get it from the check-in desk, or if you wish, of course, you can just download straight ahead the digital student card and you can immediately start using that. It's very handy like that. But if for some reason you're using the certificate of registration, please keep in mind that it's only valid in the first month, in September. After that, the restaurants won't accept it. And if you don't have a student card yet and you wish to travel, you can get discounts. You can check it out on the university website. But just briefly, matkahuolto, which means the long distance buses, and then VR, which means the trains, they both have their own kind of certificate that you need to get from the international office or the student services. And with that form, you can go with the VR's form, you can just use it straight ahead, go to travel. And with the matkahuolto form, you actually have to go to the travel center and pay for, get a student card for the long distance buses. But this is only for in that case when you don't have a student card yet. If you have a student card, then you are all set up and you can use it in all situations.
Yes, okay, well then this is actually a bit new to us too, because in the beginning of this semester, the IT services of the university, or we have a new identity management system which has caused some changes and unfortunately also some problems to some students. But anyway, I think most of you now have your computer username and password for the university computer network and also the systems that we use at the university. It's the same password to access the computers at the university and the different platforms and systems we use for studies. If you don't have it yet, there are two cases. Either you didn't visit the check-in desk yet, so if you didn't, then you can go to tomorrow morning to the international office to get this password. But if you already visited the check-in desk and for some reason you didn't have your computer username and password there, then you can go. And also, if you are a Finnish student, for example, and you have the possibility to electronically get the right to use this, then you don't need to visit anywhere. You can use your, for example, your bank, how should I say, your kind of verification of your identity through your bank, for example. You can use that to get the password online. But if you don't have this and you still don't have the password and you visited the check-in desk, then you can go to the service desk of the IT services, because there has been some problem that not everyone has already received the password, even if they should have. And IT services you can find in Building X, which is next to this building, and room 125. And you can see the opening hours, so during weekdays from 9 in the morning until 3 p.m. I don't know if all of you are familiar with this kind of, we say 15, it means 3 p.m. Yeah, so if you have some questions or problems that, for example, you try to use your account and it doesn't work, then you can contact the IT services. And then here's the information on when you get the password, then you should change it to another one, not the one you got, but you have to change it to someone that you, something that you made yourself. So here's the website where to go. And then also there is your contact information, so please change it if it's incorrect. However, it is advisable to choose the university email address which you were given when you got the computer username and password. You should use that one, that email address in our systems, because after this IDM change, it is possible that other email addresses don't work with these systems. You can, of course, if you don't want this email to be the primary one you use, then you can forward the messages that come to this address to another one that you have. But anyway, you should use this email when you are using the university system. Okay, and this is also, these are the requirements for the password when you change it. You can choose either of these options, so either a shorter one which has these kinds of requirements, or then a longer one which has less requirements. And this is also a change which came with the IDM system. And so please, when you log into the system for the first time, please change the password already then. Okay, then Agi again.
All right, so I've mentioned that I'm responsible for coordinating the tutoring system, and I wanted to just say a couple of words about the tutor's tasks. So all of you have been contacted before already sometime in the summer, and your tutor have been advising you and answering your questions. And then when you arrived, they were there to help you with your arrival if you required any help with that. From now on, that has already been done, but the tasks that they are also responsible for is basically helping you to take care of all kinds of practical issues, so helping you with registration, showing how Gorpi, the registration system, works, visiting necessary offices such as your coordinator's office, if you need to go to the admission services, then showing where that is, if you need to go to the registry office, show where that is, and that kind of things, and also advising what kind of services these different kind of offices offer and why you need to visit these offices. And then in general to help you getting familiar with the university life, so about the university practices, I mentioned also how to register to courses, giving you also a campus tour, library tour, and also a city tour. So remember that if you are wondering, can I ask this my tutor or not, is it the task or not, always ask your tutor, and your tutor is either going to help you with a direct answer or maybe show you the link. But remember that your tutor is here to help you, and it's completely okay to ask questions also a month from now or 2 months from now. And even if you feel like that you don't need much of this practical help, you've been living in Finland, you maybe are a Finnish citizen, you have lived here, you've studied in Finland already. So there are different kind of variations and you need different degrees of help. But always remember that your tutor group is around you, and it's also a place to get to know people and become friends. So even if you don't need practical help, you can always participate in the tutor group's activities and hang out with the other guys. And yes, just always turn to your tutor bravely with any questions you have about the university and student life. However, with study-related issues, So if you would like to know, is this course for me? Can I take this course? Do I have to take this course? You should turn to your department coordinator or the program coordinator that you have. So they are the ones who are able to answer these kind of questions. The tutors did not receive training or information in these kind of matters. And if you encounter any problems or have any questions, then just contact me and we will sort it out.
Yes, also, so the first two of these, so as I mentioned before, I work at the admission services, and if you have questions about tuition fees or the scholarships that have to do with tuition fees or residence permits, then you can ask me. Also, for example, if now you have a residence permit for 1 year, and then when you want to renew it, you can also ask from the admission services about that. But otherwise, if you have general issues, for example, questions, for example, later on in your studies, if you want to have an official transcript of records or something like this, then you can turn to the student services. Also, your program staff, if you turn to them and it's something that you should ask from the student services, then they will forward you to us there. And also, so your first point of contact, I think, should be in your program, and then they can, from the program, they can tell you whom to contact if they are not the right person. And then also, maybe you want to say about this.
Yes, and there's also the general contact information of the student union. So if you send an email to jyy@jyy.fi, then we will sort it out who this should be going to and answered by. And please contact us anytime. The student union offers free time activities, but also, very importantly, it's doing advocacy work. So if you have questions about social affairs, academic affairs, if you feel like that there are some hiccups on a course, there are some cases when you want a third party get involved to help you to sort out a situation, you can always contact us and you can have a confidential conversation, and you can also receive help if you want, for example, us to contact a teacher anonymously about an issue. That can be done by the student union, so remember that. Also very important, we have a zero bullying and harassment policy, so if you experience anything and you want to help with that, please don't contact us. And we have two harassment contact persons, so you can contact either of one, and we will help in the situation. We are located in Ilokivi, so very close by, so please come have lunch in the restaurant, and also stop by if you have any questions and also ideas. We are also very interested in ideas, and I really hope that I will see you in many of our activities there.
Yes. And I forgot to mention that even though it says here about admission services and student services are in the T building, second floor, and the T building is next to the university library. And you will probably, if you haven't been there yet, also the international office is there on the second floor if you need to visit there tomorrow morning. Maybe you have, many of you have already been there. Okay, but thank you. This was all for the welcome session, but do you have any questions now on anything that was told here? Yes?
Yeah, so the question was that how one would go about to opening a bank account. So your tutor can help with you. The tutors are provided with information about the different banks. You can choose which bank you would like to go. So you can ask your tutor to show you the information on the different banks, and then there will be also the requirements, what you need for opening a bank account in a certain bank. But your tutor can help with that. Any other questions? All right, all set? Okay, cool. All right, I will now leave, and I think Emilia is going to continue with another session. Thank you, guys.